an ending, Médicence by Beatriz Ferreira, Argentinian now living in France. Let us listen to a little bit of
when the low, heavy sky
Charles Baudelaire, interpreted by Ruth White. This is the track Spleen from the album Flowers of Evil, which is an electronic setting of the poems of Charles Baudelaire, composed and realized by Ruth White, originally from 1969. Super cool mix of experimental music, electronic, early synthesis, and, you know, just out there poetry. Very, very cool stuff. So we'll listen to Spleen, and then we'll hear some more music from Ruth White. You're listening to Vancouver FM, where tonight we are delving into the pioneer women of early electronic music.
And weave their webs inside our brains. And suddenly the bells swing angrily and hurl their hideous uproar into the sky like a band of wandering spirits who wail relentlessly. And long hearses, without drums or music, move in a slow procession through my soul, and defeated hope bursts into tears, and the fierce tyrant anguish sets his black banner on my bowed head.
And now a selection from Ruth White's album Short Circuits. Synthesized renditions of classical music, among other things, and this is Asturias. Thank you. Ruth White performing Asturias. Let us move now to the works of Lori Spiegel, American composer, worked with Bell Labs back in the day. If you know, you know. Also had access to the Columbia Princeton Electronic Music Center through her composition teachers. She also worked with the Buchla and EML synthesizers and other digital systems, including the Groove system in the 70s at Bell Labs, the Bell Labs digital synthesizer, the Alpha Centauri synthesizer for the Apple II, the McLaver, and she is best known for the software from 1986, Music Mouse, described as an intelligent instrument for Macintosh, Amiga, and Atari computers. In addition to improvisations using this software, Spiegel composed several works using Music Mouse, including Cavis Muris, Three Sonic Spaces, and Sound Zones. Very, very cool stuff. We're going to listen to a work from Obsolete Systems, it released from 2001, from the Electronic Music Foundation, and this cut is Four Short Visits to Different Worlds. After that, we will listen to Patchwork from the album The Expanding Universe. You're tuned in to Vancouver FM right here on CGSF 90.1 FM, where we are taking you through the music and lives of pioneer women of early electronic music, to whom we are all indebted. Thank you. Let us move now to Paris, France, with Elien Radig, an electronic music composer. She began working in the 1950s, and her first compositions were presented in the 1960s. And up until the millennium, her work was almost exclusively created with the ARP 2500 modular synthesizer system and tape. She was inspired by a broadcast of Musique Concrète works by Pierre Schaeffer, and in the early 1950s met with him and soon became his student, working out of the Studio d'Essai during Paris visits. She was also an assistant to Pierre Henry and created some of the sounds which appeared in his works. We are going to listen to the work L'Île Résonante, The Resonant Island. Following that, we will listen to an excerpt of Trans Amorem, Trans Mortem from 1973. Both of these pieces are significantly long works and feature notable uses of feedback loops and drone and ambient tones. Would highly encourage you to listen to the entirety of those works. Obviously, we are time limited here. We only have 2 hours with which to share a significant number of composers and musicians on this episode of Bitcoover FM, where we are delving deep into the output and the lives of the pioneer women of early electronic music. And of course, please join us tomorrow morning, Wednesday, from 11 a.m. From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Intravenous, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM, where host Robin and myself will be discussing at length these composers and artists, as well as the fantastic documentary Sisters with Transistors. But for now, let us tune in to the music of Elien Radig. This is The Resonant Island, L'Île Résonante. about music, especially long-form, beautiful stuff made by Adrien Radigue. This is Lied Résonante. The piece was composed in 1998 for the CNMAT in Berkeley, as well as David Wessel, the director. And it was composed using the ARP 2500 synthesizer, as well as the Serge modular system. So very, very cool stuff. Adrien Radigue is definitely a virtuoso on those systems. We're going to play you an excerpt now from Trans Amoram Trans Mortem, also by Adrien Radigue. And this work was composed for the ARP synthesizer in 1973. Trans Amoram Trans Mortem from 1973. Let us move now to the United Kingdom and the works of Daphne Oram, a pioneer of musique concrète, electronic music production, and a co-founder of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, central in the development of British electronic music. You may know her music from the original theme of Doctor Who. But you may not know that she campaigned in the 1950s and 60s for the BBC to use and provide electronic music facilities to adapt for their programming. Many commissions followed soon after, including Samuel Beckett's All That Fall, the science fiction TV serial Quartermass and the Pit, the radio comedy series The Goon Show, and performances with many musicians associated with the British Broadcasting Corporation. Electronic sounds also provided for Dr. No. Not credited, though. And was instrumental in establishing the Oramix Studio for electronic composition in a converted hop house in Kent.